What about, do you ever have any big, big bush with clusters of beautiful flowers on them here? What do you have here? What kind of bushes?
Well, there's so many of them kind of bushes there.
Yeah?
All kinds.
Did you ever do any work in the garden in bushes like that? Okay. You ever hear it called laurel or rhododendron? Or?
I don't know what to name.
Okay. Now, if a married woman doesn't want to make up her mind, she says she has to ask who?
To what? Children or something?
No. If she wanted to ask what? What'd you call her husband or what? You ever call her anything else, any other words?
The old man.
The old man, okay. And the man might, like you might say, you might have said when you were still married, you'd say, I'd have to ask my...
The old lady.
I'd have to ask the old lady, okay.
I think it was a foolish question I was...
Now...
What time you got? Time to quit.
Is it? Okay. Let's just finish a few more and we'll call it, okay? Just one or two more. A woman who's lost her husband is called a...
Widow.
Okay. Now, a man whose son you are is called your...
Son of what?
Now, a man whose son you are is called your...
Son.
Yeah.
Daddy?
Okay, or your father. What would you say?
Father.
Okay. Now, what would you call your father? Do you have any other names for it besides that? Daddy?
Father, daddy.
Okay, and his wife is called your...
Son?
No, his wife is called your...
If I'm a son.
Yeah, but his wife,
oh.
Your father's wife, is called your...
My son-in-law.
No.
Father-in-law.
Your father's wife, is called your...
Your father's wife...
Is called your...
Grandson.
No.
I don't know.
Mother?
Huh?
Did you ever say mother?
Yeah.
What's that?
Mother.
Okay. And did you ever have any different words for her?
Yeah, mama.
Okay. Now, your father and your mother together are called your... Your what?
The sons, I guess.
No. Your father and your mother together, you call them your...
Oh. Father and mother.
Yeah, or what? Your... one word for both of them, you call them your...
You understand that.
Did you ever say parents?
Yeah.
What's that? Your father and mother together would be called your...
Boy or something.
No.
I don't understand that part then.
Okay. Your father and your mother, when you were speaking of them, you might call them your...
Dad and mother.
Okay, or your parents. Your what?
Mother, daddy, or parents.
Okay.
Returning to talk to Mr. Several days later, he told me that he did not care to finish the interview. He repeatedly said, I quit. Anyhow, I was much disappointed because at the time I was in Pascagoula, and I had to drive over to Biloxi early that morning. And when I arrived there at 8 o'clock, Mr. told me that the questions I asked him were stupid and silly, and said he just did not care to finish the interview, so this was as far as I got. In all fairness, I think Mr. is a fisherman, and he did not have a great deal of exposure to some of the agricultural or rural questions on the questionnaire, and therefore, he didn't show a lot of interest in them. However, at my insistence, and I did insist for quite some time, I told him that the rest of the questions were pretty much general, and we would talk at length about old North Biloxi, but he was adamant and said he did not care to finish the interview with me any further, and so that was the end of it.